So let me tell you this diary. I think 3 months ago, something that I really wanted. Really wanted. So I managed to actually sign for a payment plan for that thing. And I got it, right? On a payment plan. And I was very happy because then I always wanted to have this thing, you know. Very happy about it. So I actually made my second payment. And was only left with my last payment from our signed payment plan. And it turned out that the dude that actually sold me that thing actually wanted to use it. Yeah, so he had to get it. And while we were talking, I was like, oh, this thing is really working well for me. Also, because I'd actually showed him what that thing could do that he actually didn't know about. So it was almost like I'm marketing a product that he sold me, but after having like given him an idea of what, you know, that thing was capable of doing, I was like, ah man, this thing is really working for me, you know, like it's just made my work very easy, you know. So I'm just there. So those statements were giving me moments of panic, like, hey, was it a good idea that I actually showed him that part, that component? And I'm just there asking myself. And what's funny is that this gentleman is actually quite elder than me, you know. He's almost like my uncle. So yeah, I had to be very sane about it. I just had to be chilled about it as much as I was having those panic attacks. So the other day I checked in with them, was like, yo, how's it going? How's work progress? I was like, ah man, this thing has been doing wonders. I'm like, there it goes again. I want you to follow me very well. So it was actually supposed to bring back that item. Let's say in a week's time, but it was almost like 3 weeks you're still with it. Ah man, I began to panic. And not like he really needed the money, because that money I paid him, he can actually pay it back to me, and he would still hold on to his thing. So it developed a minor fault. So I was with him when he took it for fix it. So I'm just there. I get a laugh when I think about that. And the charge for just having it fixed was a little bit high. You know, so I'm just there. I'm like, wait a minute. This is actually my thing. And they have to fix it. And we have to make payment. So when the bill was given to him, I saw it, was like, oh wow, that's a lot of money. And I'm just like, if I let him pay for this thing, meaning it's his thing, it's still his thing, and he'll probably just send me back the money from our payment agreement. I checked in my account. I didn't have enough money to actually pay for the fixing. So what I did was I made half the bill. Like, okay, I have this amount. You can pay up for the rest. I'll actually, you know, give you back. I'll find the money now. I'm gonna pay you back. Like, no, it's okay. So that's how we got home. And now when I was leaving, he hands me back the same money. Like, oh, here's the money. I was like, what is this man doing? And you wanna know? Just in that moment, I begin to panic, like some real panic, right? Very, very serious anxiety attack. I'm just like, man, I've lost this thing, and it was a good deal. Well, as I was walking home, I started thinking, so is he going to send me back the money or what? And it turned out that the following day, on a Monday, I was going to, you know, travel out. I was going to be traveling to a different city. and it didn't mention anything about me going to collect that item. So deliberately, I checked in with him in the afternoon the following day. How's it going? How's work going? He's like, oh, no, work is good. And it just ended there. I'm just like, oh, man, I lost it. And I was anxious about it, you know. I even started searching the net. Like, I just need to get it somewhere else and whatnot. And then I have to prepare to, you know, pay for it and whatnot. You know, that anxiety, that panic. Yeah. So a few days passed. He didn't say a thing. You know, and I was just like, ah, that was a bad deal, and I wish my uncle could do better. You know, I was just having those thoughts like, ah, it's not cool, man. That's not cool. But right in the moment, a thought hit me. I was like, you know what? You've got to learn something here. If you're gonna narrate this story to somebody, they're probably gonna tell you you need to have a fighting spirit. You need to fight for what is yours. You know, you're supposed to have the boldness, the courage. You know, to check and say, well, when am I getting my thing back? Because I paid for it. Probably that's what everybody's going to tell you, right? You've got to have some boldness, man. Don't be weak. Right? And probably when you're listening to this, you're probably thinking of the same, like, yo, you don't have to chicken out. Have some boldness, man. You paid for that thing and it's right for yours. So why are you afraid to check in with him to find out as to when you're going to have it back? So right in the moment, I'm thinking, you've got to have a fighting spirit. Flip the coin. I'm there thinking, well, sometimes it's not everything that you have to force. What is yours will come to you. I'm there thinking, right? What is right for yours will come to you. So it's not everything that you have to, you know, force. So you've got to know when it's time to fight for something. And you've got to know when it's time to just let time run its course. So I'm there thinking. And so, like, giving myself a lecture over that situation. Because it was making me feel some type of way. Really making me feel some type of way. So in the moment, then I decided to say, you know what? I'm not going to let this thing bother me. I'm not going to let this thing give me these, you know, anxiety moments, these panic attacks. No, man, I ain't letting this happen to me. Whether that thing was mine, I'm gonna get it. If it wasn't mine, I'm not going to get it, but I eventually get it elsewhere. I told myself that I am fighting for this. I am calling him to find out as to whether I'm gonna have it back or not, or when I'm going to have it. I ain't doing none of that stuff. I'm gonna let time run its course. And when I let time run its course and I see that thing is not actually mine, then I'm going to have to make a plan to get it elsewhere. So I decided, no panic attacks, no anxiety about this thing, no bad energy, and feeling bad about this. I'm just going to allow time to run its course. And I'm going to accept the moment. Whatever this is, I accept it. Just in that moment, and I felt peace run through my body. Like, was that the truth? It used to make me feel bad. Ah. When I made that decision to say, I'll let time run its course, and I'm not going to try to fight this moment, but I'm going to be in respect of this moment, I felt peace coursing through my veins. You know that peace? Yeah. And that moment solidified these two thoughts. Having a fighting spirit, and knowing when to just let time run its course and not forcing things, are quite two different things. And the difference is quite very thin. And it takes wisdom to differentiate the two. And it takes wisdom to know when to fight for something and when not to force things, but then to just let time run its beautiful course. But then you wanna know something. It was on a Sunday. So then this gentleman calls me and saying, oh, I want to visit some place, and I want you to come with me. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I'm going there, not thinking about that thing. You know, I'm going there with no intention to ask him about it. I'm just there because he wants me to, you know, keep him company or something. So I'm approaching that moment with a very open mind, very open spirit, you know, not feeling any type of way about our deal. So we're driving to this place and he tells me, you know what? I love how you've handled this whole thing. I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Like, you know what? I got this thing from you for quite some time, and the agreement was I was supposed to bring it after 2 weeks, but I've been with it for quite some time, and you know, you've not texted me to ask me about it, you've not called me to ask me about it. And for me, I just feel this is impressive. I'm quite impressed with how you've handled this whole thing, you know. And yeah, I want to say, like, I'm proud of you, you know. I'm proud of you, and I've learned something from this. I'm like, wait a minute, is this happening? I'm just there chilled, you know, like, oh wait, oh really, you know, like, I'm actually surprised about it, like, oh wait a minute. At the back of my mind, I'm just like, yo, you have no idea how this thing made me feel. But I'm just then trying to play cool, like, oh really, oh man, I appreciate you too, and I'll just take your time, you know. Take your time. At the back of my mind, take your time. I want my theme back. You know what I'm saying? I want my theme back, but I'm just there. Oh no, man, it's okay. Take your time. I understand you had to make use of it and whatnot, especially after I showed you that component. I know you liked it. Yeah, I actually did know that my thing can actually do that. Like, oh yeah, I thought so. So how's it been going? I know, man, it's been good, and I think I'm almost done with the work, so I'll bring it later today. I'm like, is this for real? You say you bring it later today? Wow. Oh, okay. You want to bring it later today? Okay, that's cool. But I hope you're done with the work. No, I'm done. So I'm just there playing cool, man. But right in the moment, I learned something. When your leg time ran its course, and when you know when not to fight for something, but and when not to force things, but just let time run its course, there's a way that life just favors you. I promise you, man. Because there are certain things that you shouldn't fight for. Because when you fight for some of those things, you might not actually get to have them. It's like fighting for certain things just then widen the gap for you to reach those things. You know what I'm saying? But then letting time run its course and knowing when not to force things, it's like you shorten the distance for you then to attract, you know, some of life's biggest blessings. So this is a moment that I learned from that. You know, it was only when I decided to let time run its course and not try to force things and not try to, you know, fight as everybody might have, you know, thought, well, it should have been the right thing to do for me to fight for what was rightfully mine, because we signed an agreement. You know, somebody's probably going to tell me, you know, you need to take this case, you know, to the police or something like that, because, you know, what the dude is doing is manipulative, you know. Probably that's what everybody's going to say. But I was like, no, man, I ain't fighting for this and I ain't forcing this. I'll let time run its course. If this thing is mine, I'm going to get it back, you know. And guess what? My approach and my response to that moment was actually a beautiful sermon to this gentleman. It tells me about it. Man, I love how you've handled this whole thing. Now, think for a second. If I was just there calling him, hey, when am I having my thing? Are you done using it? Oh, man. Can I come through and just pick it or something? I promise you, it was obviously going to, you know, find it a little weird. And maybe I wasn't even going to have it. But it was at the time that I decided to let time run its course and not try to force things, did the gentleman say, I'm going to drop by later in the day and bring that thing back to you. And not only did he bring it back to me, but he had to thank me for my response, for my reaction towards this situation. So, ladies and gentlemen, having a fighting spirit is dope. We got to fight. You know, you've got to be bold. You know, Bible says, be as bold as a lion. Be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove, you know. A lot of scriptures in the Bible that exhorts us to then be bold and not to be timid, you know, to learn to fight, to learn to, you know, push. And at the same time, the Bible teaches us to then have patience, endurance, You know what I mean, right? So God is equally demanding of us to know when is the right time to do this and when is the right time to do that. So when is the right time to fight and when is the right time to endure? When is the right time to force things and when is the right time to just be patient and let time run its course? So you gotta be able to tell the difference, having a fighting spirit and then also knowing when to let time run its course and not to force things, because then when you let time run its course, there's a way that it sort of like shortens the distance from your current space to where your blessing is. And also letting time run its course as a way that then, you know, just enables life to favor you just to some degree, you know. And also there's quite a lot of miracles in embracing the spirit of patience. Something I read, patience can actually cook a stone. Yeah, sounds a little exaggerated, but yeah, there's some truth in it. So there's a lot of blessings in embracing the spirit of patience, endurance, you know, knowing when to endure something and let time run its course. But also there's a lot of beauty and there's a lot of miracles in having a fighting spirit, fighting for what is rightfully yours, you know, as the scripture exhorts us to be bold, you know, to be courageous, to be strong, to be determined. But it's just right to seek for the wisdom of God to be able to know when to fight for something and when to let time run its course and not to force things, you know. And it takes a lot of wisdom to be able to tell the difference. So I pray and I hope for you that you're going to seek the face of Yahweh to grant you the grace, to grant you the ability to be able to tell the difference, to be able to tell when is the time to fight for something and when is time to just let time run its course, because each of these spaces has its own miracles and it's just right for you to know which place, what time to fight and to let time run its course.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate and leave a review.